We're continuing on in Hebrews chapter 11, the Hall of Faith. We considered Enoch and Abel and Noah last podcast, and today we are considering Abraham and his life of faith. Verse 8 says, "By faith Abraham, when he was called, he obeyed." So the foundation is faith. Abraham was called. In other words, he was listening, and God called him by offering promises. He gave him a covenant. He told him to leave the place he knew and loved and to go to another location. So as he obeyed, it was because he had faith. And how did he obey? By going out to a place. His response of obedience and hearing his call was answering the call. He went, unlike Jonah, when he was called to go to Nineveh, which he was to receive for an inheritance. So he journeyed to a land, and he went out not knowing where he was going. He did not make excuses. If there was ever an excuse to not go someplace, it would be that you don't know where you're supposed to go. But he obeyed. Instead of being like Jonah, who ran away from God's calling and commands to go to Nineveh. See, Jonah ran away because he didn't want to see God's grace and mercy extended to Nineveh. Rather, we see a life of Abraham, a life of faith, where he obeys even though he does not know where he's being called to go. He follows God's command. This is evidence or fruit of true faith. Verse 9, "By faith he lived as an alien in the land of promise." It had long-term consequences. This wasn't a quick trip. He lived as a foreigner in this promised land where he was because of his obedience. It says, "as in a foreign land, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob." So he lived in a foreign place as an outsider in a permanent, unpermanent dwelling. This man was incredibly wealthy, and yet he lived in an unpermanent situation, in a sense, kind of like we would understand an apartment. Most people get an apartment until they can afford a home, a house that they can buy on their own. I know that's less understood in the city quite as much, but out in the more spread out areas, apartments are typically transition housing into something more permanent. But Abraham, because of his faith, he obeyed God and lived in an unpermanent situation as an alien in a foreign land. And it says that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they are fellow heirs of the same promise. They too were called to this life as receivers of the promise of Abraham. So how could Abraham have lived this way and passed it down the generations? He was a man of faith. It allowed him to see past this temporary life and into eternity, as verse 10 tells us. He was looking for the city which has its foundations, whose architect and builder is God. This is a reoccurring theme in Hebrews. In Hebrews 11:16, it says, "But as it is, they desired a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city." You could look at chapter 12, verse 22, chapter 13, verse 14, chapter 4, where it says, "Therefore, let us fear, while a promise remains of entering his rest, any one of you may seem to have come short of it. For indeed, we have had good news preached to us, just as they also. But the word they heard did not profit them." Why? "Because it was not united by faith in those who heard. For we who have believed enter that rest, just as he has said, 'As I swore in my wrath.'" So we have this promise of rest. Revelation 21, it has this rest described. "And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. Her brilliance was like a very costly stone, as a stone of crystal clear jasper." So our faith is looking forward to that which we yet do not see, but it is the substance of these unseen things. Just as God created this world out of nothing, our faith is looking forward to what he will do in the future.